Genesis 3:9 says, "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" A question brought up about Jesus being in the Garden of Eden is about the omniscience of the Lord. Did the Lord God not know where Adam was? The complete answer is simply this: yes, Jesus knew where Adam was. So why is he asking Adam where he is? First, look closely. Our text says, "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" So first, notice that the Lord is talking to Adam. He knows that Adam can hear him. Most parents have done this with their kids. An obvious example is when a little baby, who's maybe not even a year old, covers his head with a blankie and thinks he's hidden. Mommy says, "Where did Tommy go?" Tommy then pulls the blanket down to reveal himself, and Mommy acts all surprised. They both laugh. And poor little Tommy will eventually grow up and develop reasoning skills to the point that he will understand that hiding under a blanket doesn't really hide him from his mother's view. She knew he was there all the time. Now, what is happening here in the garden in Genesis 3:9 is a bit more adult-level activity, for sure. But it demonstrates how silly we human beings are when we think we can hide from God's eyes. And it happens all of the time. In this case, Adam ran off to a secluded section of the garden as though that could put distance between him and God or hide him. And that's exactly what untold millions are doing right now, as they think that staying out of church buildings and not going to church or not thinking about God or talking about God somehow means that God doesn't see their lives or know their thoughts. But God knew where Adam was, and God knows where you are. God knows what you do. God knows what you think. He is God. And the psalmist explains in Psalm 94:7-10, "Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish people, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall he not know?" The questions are rhetorical. The answer is obviously yes. The Lord hears all. The Lord sees all. The Lord knows all. But don't miss this. The psalmist also asks, "He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct?" And that's what's behind the Lord calling out to Adam in the garden. Adam has sinned. Adam is trying to cover up his sin. Remember that when Adam and Eve sinned, they immediately began a cover-up. Genesis 3:7 says, "And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." This attempt to cover themselves up and hide is no less ridiculous than the little baby trying to cover up with a blankie and thinking that they are hidden from mommy's eyes. But Genesis 3:8 continues and says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden." And that's why the pre-incarnate Jesus is calling out to Adam in the garden. He knows where Adam is. But Adam has sinned, and now he's going to learn the consequences of his sin. And that involves separation. Our sin separates us from God. So the Lord sheds the blood of animals and provides a lasting covering for Adam and Eve. We believe it was the blood of a lamb shed for each, picturing the blood of Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God, that would one day be shed for the sins of the whole world on a cross at Calvary in Jerusalem. Jesus knew where Adam was, and he knows where you are today. Jesus is the omniscient God, from the garden to Golgotha, where he died. He knows of our need and died to pay for all of our sins. If you have never received the forgiveness of sins, you should stop running and turn to him with faith in his death, burial, and resurrection for your eternal salvation. And if you're a Christian living in sin, stop trying to hide and pretend everything is okay. Repent and confess your sin to the Father in Jesus' name, and he will cleanse you of all unrighteousness.